Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm so excited about the optimism, that's coming across America. And our president, President Donald Trump, is giving his weekly address talking about the optimism that's taking place in our country. Let's go there now, the weekly address.
My fellow Americans, a new optimism is sweeping our country as we return power from Washington and give it back to the American people where it belongs. For too long, American workers were forgotten by their government, and I mean totally forgotten. Their interests were pushed aside for global projects, and their wealth was taken from their communities and shipped across the world, all across the seas. My administration has offered a new vision. The well-being of the American citizen and worker will be placed second to none. And boy, do I mean second to none. Since day one, I have been fighting for the hardworking people of this country. And this week, we took historic action to continue delivering on that promise. We did so in one of the many proud industrial towns of our nation, Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the men and women of Snap-on, who make American tools for workers around the world, they were there and they loved what they heard and they loved what they saw. In Wisconsin, I signed an executive order to buy American and hire American. I took historic action to ensure that federal projects are made with American goods and to keep American workers and companies from being cheated out of contracts by countries that break the rules and break every regulation in the book to take advantage of the United States. That's not going to happen anymore. I also took action to reform our immigration system so that it puts the needs of American workers first. The duty of government is to represent the citizens of the United States, and that is what we will do. Whether it's removing job-killing regulations, protecting our borders, or unleashing American energy, we are keeping our promises and delivering for the American worker. During my visit, I talked about how America is a nation that honors work. We honor grit. We honor craftsmanship. We honor the skilled tradespeople who turn rock and steel and iron and cement into works of art and grace and beauty. There's tremendous talent there, believe me. The wrench and ratchet are not only tools, but instruments that help build cities out of deserts and send ships across the ocean. And the tools of craftsmen and the masons are just as important as the tools of the doctor and the dentist or the CEO or even the tools of politicians, believe it or not. And their work is every bit as noble. They take pride in their jobs, and we take pride in them. No longer will the concerns of these hardworking Americans go unanswered. By making government answer to our citizens, we are removing the limits on our future and setting free the dreams of our people. As long as we do this, optimism will continue to soar, hope will continue to spring, and this country we love will grow stronger and stronger day by day. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Optimism is spreading across the country. This is the best of times.
This is so exciting, yeah. Because just a recent poll about people that just voted for President Donald Trump, and they said that they were still just as happy and they wouldn't have changed their vote. They still would have voted for him.
Right.
And as I'm talking to people all across the Gulf Coast, right, they're very excited about this president and the direction that this country is going in.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And you have a few folks that, there's a couple people sit behind a board that are running what these people are saying at the front of the cameras.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, it's the majority of folks are like, hey, our country's safer. Even Syrians are saying their country's safer because of our president. Countries are coming together and allied forces to be able to stand up in the China Sea for what's going on in North Korea. And it's exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.